Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I am not an animal. I am a man.
You are?
I am.
Why are you excited? I mean, it's true, but why are you excited about it, Doug?
Because another missing link has been found.
Come on.
Yet another missing link.
You know, that is hysterical. Every time somebody digs up a bone,
right,
they say, we found the missing link. Haven't they found the same thing about 500 times?
And shouldn't the link not be missing anymore? Shouldn't they just say, we found another link, yet another link?
In fact, of the millions of fossils that have been found and cataloged, studied, yeah, analyzed, there should be a continuous morphological history of every plant, every species, every insect.
You would think.
From one thing to another. You shouldn't really find discrete species and kinds. Everything should be blended together if evolution were true. But there are massive gaps everywhere.
Massive.
Yeah.
And despite, I believe it was last September when they found the missing link last.
Well, the last recently, biggest missing link. The okay, BBC, I remember it because we did a show on it. It was Attenborough.
Okay.
Remember Sir David Attenborough?
The name rings a bell. He's an actor.
BBC evolutionist.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
an actor of sorts.
And the monkey was called Ida.
Ida, that's it. Right. How could I forget?
They had Lucy and Ida. And so Ida, I'm going to Google it. No, in fact, I'm going to get it on our website, KGov, KGOV.com.
Yeah, I remember it was a big, big story. It was the missing link.
All I have to do is type in Attenborough.
Let's see. Have they named this new missing link yet?
But Doug, he said people could have criticized us for saying, where's the missing link? Right. Now they can't because we found it.
Well, they should be pretty upset with the folks over at the Telegraph in London for continuing to use this missing link headline.
Maybe they just
cut and paste every 6-8 months.
This is just a crack.
Missing
up.
Link, and then they just paste in whatever. Okay, this one's been found.
Right.
I believe in Kenya. Am I right?
Oh.
Anyway, they have not. They have yet to name this one. That's kind of discriminatory.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've got David Attenborough right here, and
indeed,
this is what he said. And this is on the BBC. This is everywhere.
Okay.
Now people can say, okay, we're primates. Well, show us the link. The link they would have set up to now is missing. Uh-huh. Well, it's no longer missing. Doug, that was from May of 2009.
May of 2009.
Yeah,
right.
11 months ago.
Okay. Well, time flies, but...
So now they found... What did they find?
They found... Well, they say it's a 2 million year old skeleton of a child.
That, you know, they're only off by 2 million years, so that's not bad for an evolutionist.
A couple of million, give
or take. Often they're wrong by billions of years.
Well, that's true. That's certainly. Right. Let's say it's a hominid. And now they say this is more than just a scattered fragments of bone. They say it's an almost completely intact skeleton.
Wow.
That they found.
Well, It's always sad when you hear about a dead child.
Yeah.
But this child obviously died many years ago.
Thousands of years
ago. I wonder if there's any soft tissue. If we could get his DNA.
Well, they say it's a fossil, so
Well, that's what we're getting out of soft tissue dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Hadrosaurs, right, and a T-Rex. We're getting soft tissue.
Ah.
Proteins, red blood cells. And
it's exciting.
They're Harvard sequenced proteins from a dinosaur.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what this missing link produces that the other missing links apparently have failed to produce.
Hmm.
And I must correct myself. I apologize. The skeleton was found in the Sterkfontein region of South Africa, not Kenya. I think Kenya was where they found Obama's birth certificate. I had the two confused.
That's right.
In fact,
Michelle Obama, as we all know.
Have you seen that video?
That video came up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it says, she's saying, well, she's telling the people, they might have been kids. She's saying, we went to Kenya. We went to my husband's home country of Kenya.
Yeah.
It's like,
actually,
I think
it was a room full of homosexuals and homosexual advocates that she was speaking to.
Was it really?
It was.
I thought she was speaking to little
kids. She was talking about how they went and got a public AIDS test in her husband's home country of Kenya. And it was just bizarre. Funny the way it rolled off her lips.
And Doug, how could that be? I mean, if you were talking about your wife.
My wife.
Or your wife was talking about your home country to your kids.
Yeah.
Would she get it wrong? Like Will Duffy, producer of Bob and Yurt Live, his wife's father is from Panama.
Okay.
That's so somewhere in Southeast Asia, I think.
Something
I went
like
to
that.
Public school.
It's far away. I know that.
Yeah. And it has a some kind of river running through it. I think they made a movie about that. Yeah. The river runs through it.
I think so. Maybe
so Panama.
Maybe a public school educator could call in and confirm the geographic location of Panama.
Of Panama. But Will Duffy wouldn't say to his kids, well, we're going to your mom's home country.
No.
Because her father's from Panama.
You might say we're going to your grandfather's home country.
Oh, yeah.
If that's where he was born.
But would you...
But not, no, that's...
I mean, would your kids...
Is that their defense? They're saying because Obama's
well,
father was
I don't know what they're saying.
Kenya?
They've got to say something.
They certainly
Why,
do.
You would think your wife would know where your home country is.
Yeah.
And would your wife... Now, where's your wife's home
now,
country?
Now, my wife... Now, English is not even her first language, but she would know that my home country is... You know, she would know that it's the United States of America.
She would know that.
She would know it's America.
If you guys visited Scotland or Ireland, would she tell your kids, we went to Daddy's home country?
No. She might say his ancestral homeland. Maybe something like that.
All right.
But
anyway,
she,
it's just too funny. Every time I go on Fox 31, the Fox box on Fridays, I talk about that African proverb from Barack Obama's hometown. That it takes a village to raise an idiot. And they asked me, why doesn't Obama want to fund trips to the moon? And I thought maybe he's afraid they'll find his birthplace up there.
That's right.
So we just make fun of where Obama was born every time I get on that station. I don't know why.
Story.
And so here's his wife saying that Kenya is the president's home country. And that would mean he's not qualified to be the president.
Well, and I want to get to a story about that, but briefly, Bob, now I'm doing this without warning, and I hope you'll forgive me.
All right.
But without warning, this was a headline from the Associated Press this morning. Gay former professional wrestler found dead in New York City. That's the headline.
Wait a minute.
Gay former professional wrestler found dead in New York City. So I...
That whole picture is just gross at every conceivable level.
Yeah, but it's like a car accident. You have to stop and just see just how bad it is. But I don't want to get into any of the details. I just want from you your prediction on cause of death.
He's found dead?
Yeah.
All right. Just a wild, wild guess.
Wild guess.
He's probably in good health. He's a former wrestler. And he can't be 80 years old because they didn't have homosexual wrestlers.
There was a clause
60 years
back
ago
then that you couldn't, yeah.
So
they had a morality
clause. I would say he was beat to death in a case of gay bashing by another homosexual. And maybe because he dared to date a woman, maybe. I don't know. But
no,
generally, that's what happens.
He was too big to be beaten to death.
Oh.
But I predicted when I saw the headline one of two things.
Yeah.
He was either murdered by another homosexual or he died by his own hand. And it turns out it's a suicide.
Oh, that's tragic.
A suicide.
Suicide rates
He's
are...
only 40 years old. 40-year-old homosexual
Among homosexuals, suicide is epidemic.
Yeah.
And so is murder, by the way. Murder rates for homosexuals are through the roof.
And that's because heterosexuals attack them and beat them and kill them.
No, that's rare. It's homosexuals being beat to death, killed by other homosexuals. Sometimes, as the case of that enlisted man in San Diego who was beat to death by homosexuals on the base because he started to date a girl, a woman. And so, but anyway, it's a tragedy. And the homosexuals will say, well, there's so much suicide among homosexuals because of the discrimination against us.
That's what they say.
But you want to talk about discrimination. I mean, the media loves homosexuals.
Yeah.
They hate Christians.
That's, yeah.
If you work for corporate America, you can't say, I believe homosexuality is wrong. It's a sin. It's perverse. Mm. You can't say that.
No.
A homosexual will come into work and brag about his exploits, and a Christian will be fired.
Well, funny you should mention that, Bob. because while this fellow who wrestled under the name Chris Canyon, he retired in 2004, but still wrestled professionally, billing himself as an openly gay wrestler. So he used the fact that he was openly a deviant. Yeah. As part of his shtick in his act.
Yeah.
And he got gigs.
That's just too gross.
Yeah.
It anyway, couldn't be more gross.
A suicide note was found.
Oh.
And we don't have all
what
the
a great
details.
Tragedy.
Sad.
Hundreds of thousands of Americans have died tortured deaths since we have decriminalized homosexuality. Millions of people around the world. If you hate your neighbor, you'll tell him, hey, it's fine if you're a homosexual. I don't care. It's none of my business. That's if you hate your neighbor. If you love them, you warn them. If they're mainlining drugs, if they're into pornography, if they're homosexuals, you warn them. God loves them. There's hope for you. You can turn to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now, speaking of people who hate their neighbors, let's go to MSNBC.
Yeah.
Or CNN.
Yeah.
Because apparently there's a feud brewing amongst the liberals.
Oh, yeah, I saw
one
that.
One of the lead anchors over at MSNBC has apparently auditioned over at CNN.
Now, that's a crack up, Doug. There are three news networks, basically, Fox, CNN, and PMSNBC.
Right. Those are the three cable news networks.
Yeah, yeah. And the two, MSNBC and CNN, are liberal, and Fox is liberal, but not as liberal.
Right. Fox is neoconservative, which is conservative with no morals. Isn't that what neoconservative means?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I mean, Bill O'Reilly is liberal, but he hates Bill Clinton.
Right.
So millions of conservatives thought he was conservative.
They assume he's conservative.
They forget that Hillary hates Bill Clinton. I mean, they just forget. That doesn't make you a conservative.
That's right. Hillary's definitely not a conservative.
So, Doug, this story is funny.
Anyway, apparently this fellow could be punished. Over at MSNBC.
David Schuster.
David Schuster, who I can honestly say, not have I never heard of him, I've never seen him. I have no idea who he is, but he's a big wheel over
he's
at gotta MSNBC.
He's got to be a shyster. But the funny thing is they use that word. An official MSNBC spokesman said that they were going to punish him.
Yes, they're going to punish him appropriately.
And that cracks me up because liberals, assuming they're liberals at MSNBC.
I think that's safe to assume.
They're against punishment.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're not for punishing criminals.
No, they're against punishing criminals. You have to try to rehabilitate them.
Yes.
You give them respect, maybe treatment. They're against punishing children.
That's right. They're against disciplining children, that's for sure.
They're against punishing rapists,
yeah,
murderers. But they're going to punish this guy because he wants to go to CNN.
It's not like he went over and tried to get a gig over at Fox, is it? I mean, is it really that
now that
bad?
Would that be a venial sin?
No, yeah, venial. Which ones are there now?
What sin is it if you commit it, you're dead?
Mortal. Mortal sin. I don't know. You know, my dad was excommunicated from the Catholic Church before I was born.
Whoa.
So I never got in any
mortal
of that.
Sin or venial sin? I mean, what would it be?
It's a venial sin, I think.
To interview with CNN. Now, if one of my kids interviewed with CNN, it'd be a mortal
sin.
We'd take him out.
But imagine how embarrassing it has to be over at MSNBC. To know that people are looking to jump ship to go to CNN, which barely gets like a one share rating.
It is hysterical. But Doug, conservatives who think they look at Fox News and Fox, they're good at exaggerating the market share that they get for news. They're good at that. And people who don't understand ratings and all in the marketplace, they think Fox News is dominating.
Right.
Well, Fox News is doing well compared to these other cable news networks because the news media was overwhelmingly liberal.
Right.
So you got one network where their lead anchor says, their lead talk show host says that where he doesn't like Bill Clinton, and all the conservatives rush, they flock to the wolf in sheep's clothing.
Ooh, yeah.
They flock there. And so this is a place where conservatives gather and are deceived.
I believe so, yeah.
But it's not as though Fox is the dominant news outlet in the country.
No.
You've got ABC, NBC, CBS,
they're
broadcast news.
They're drawing 10 million.
Well, between them, maybe $25 million or so, to 25 million.
Any given network broadcast averages $10 million or
not
more.
Not anymore. No, they've been plummeting.
Have they plummeted below $10 million even?
I think so.
Yeah. It used to be combined $25 million.
I think combined around $20 million.
Okay.
And then you've got
Fox gets $1.2 million.
PMSNBC.
Yeah.
And you've got CNN. And you've got even PBS.
Even
Corporation
PBS.
For Public Broadcasting.
Yes.
They've got news all over the country. And you've got NPR, National Public Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got all the other. So anyway, Fox and conservative talk radio, they're significant, but it's not as though they dominate. So Obama has an easy victory over the Republican.
Yeah. And will continue to do so, in my opinion.
Well, the only reason that Republicans ever win is because the Democrats overplay their hand.
Right. And the Republicans come on and say, look, we're not Democrats.
Right.
And then they win and then they blow it.
Right. Because they act just like the Democrats.
It's just sad. Yeah. All right. Now, speaking of disciplining children, which I think we were speaking of some time ago.
All right.
How old is this kid? Hold on here. A 13-year-old child wants to attempt to summit Mount Everest.
Summit. That means he wants to climb Mount Everest.
That's right. He wants to climb 29,035 feet.
That is scary. Our boys just watched a documentary on climbing Everest, our young boys, 8, 10, and 12.
Uh-huh.
And their take on it was, that is scary. People die.
Yeah.
People die climbing Mount Everest.
They certainly do. Hundreds have died, if I'm not mistaken.
Hundreds have died.
Yeah.
And typically their bodies lie frozen right where they fell.
They pretty much stay right there.
Sometimes not far off the trail.
Yeah. Well, it's a 13-year-old boy from California, and he's got his parents' permission, apparently, to attempt to summit Everest.
So what do we think about that? Remember the kid who was going to set a record for the youngest pilot to fly, was it cross-country, and he got killed?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. That wasn't too long ago. So what's the now me myself?
Yeah.
I like to not say no to my children unless I have to. I like to say yes.
I agree with that philosophy.
I like that.
Doug.
I want to say yes.
I agree with that because we say no on anything that has any hint of rebellion or sexual morality.
Yeah.
We say no.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, could we go to the movies with our friends? No.
No. No. Can I stay overnight at Sarah's house? No.
No.
You cannot.
Can we have a sleepover at my friend's house and his sister's there? No.
No. No. I know. So I've got a pretty high fence around the kids. Okay?
Yeah.
But
and
I like
how about this? Can we go shopping at the mall with our friends?
No.
No. Can we surf the internet? No.
No.
I mean, you could use the internet in the kitchen with Net Nanny operating at full bore.
Okay.
But no. So there are so many things we say no about.
Yeah.
We try to say yes to everything else.
So what do you do when you're 13-year-old and you're on the verge of having a 13-year-old?
Yeah.
What do you do when he comes and he says, "Dad, I can't do that. I want to climb Mount Everest." Now, surely, Dad, you can't say no to that.
We say you can do these things as long as Mom or Dad is there. So Cheryl will have to go. But, Doug, you know, parents should have the freedom to allow their children to attempt even some extraordinary feats.
This is pretty extraordinary.
This is. But if a child is injured or killed during a known, especially dangerous activity, like climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Or flying solo across the country in a plane when you're 13 years old or whatever.
Right.
Then there should be the option to weigh the particulars and charge the parents with negligence.
Mm.
And if that's known to be the case, then parents will be especially more cautious.
Okay.
But it's not as though if you let your 13-year-old climb Mount Everest and lo and behold, he gets killed.
Yeah.
And you think, well, who would have ever thought that would happen? No, I mean, that happens.
Yeah, well, he had to climb around all those bodies that were already there. That was some clue.
Yeah, that was a clue.
Anyway, so, I don't know. I hope the kid makes it.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he does it. It'd be pretty neat.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of the kids watching Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Doug, our three youngest boys just watched an old movie White Fang. Do you remember White Fang?
Boy, that's going back. But yeah, I think I do.
It's like
remember
the sequel to Call of the Wild.
Oh, it's
About a wolf.
I remember.
Or a dog or something in the Yukon.
Yeah.
That's right next to Panama in Southeast Asia. The Yukon.
I believe that's
I've been in the Yukon's cool.
The Yukon?
Yeah, we've driven the Alcan Highway.
Way up north?
Back when it was dirt.
To Alaska?
But anyway, this wolf dog in Panama in Southeast Asia,
right?
White Fang, was becoming civilized through the story. And so our boys watched this old movie, White Fang. And afterward, I asked them, how was the movie? And Dominic, he's 8 years old, he said, well, it's not as good as the book.
Wow.
And I
that's
thought.
That's pretty impressive.
I thought, oh, brother, everybody's a critic. You know? And his brother, Michael, who's 10, he said, he's right. The book was way better.
Wow.
And so Cheryl, my wife, Cheryl, talked to the boys about why books are almost always better than movies.
Yeah.
And it's a fun conversation to have with your kids.
So you've got two of the only two 9, 8, and 10-year-olds in the state who've read books. I mean,
kids are still reading.
They are,
but our kids have read a lot of the classics. You know, they're the American.
I'm trying to think. White Fang, if I'm not mistaken, there was another book, and the author's name was Jack. Help me out here.
Paris.
I can't remember.
Jack Berlin.
Yukon Jack.
Jack London. That was it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Right. There was another
Call
book
of the
you
Wild.
Wrote. That's the one.
Yeah.
So I read that. I never read White Fang.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, okay.
Well, they're these American classics,
yeah,
illustrated
great
American
stuff.
Classics.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many we have at home, 60, 70.
Oh, wow.
And our kids have pretty much read all of them. Not Dominic. He's just getting going.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the kids have pretty much read all of them. And so it's fun that you talk about culture, and they're young, 8, 10, 12 years old, and they're aware. It's just fun.
Now, have you gotten them any of the Harry Potter books?
We haven't.
You haven't, okay.
We haven't. So not that, you know, I don't think it's a sin to read Harry Potter. I think it's sort of like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
It's so over the top
that
it's easily seen to be just make-believe. But there's way more profitable things for kids to do and read
there
and
you
learn
go.
About.
That's my theory. And I don't think, you know, a lot of the liberals say, well, it's just good that the kid's reading. I disagree with
that's
that.
That's bogus.
Just because he's reading.
And if it's just good, why don't they want them to read the Bible?
Yeah,
they'll fire a teacher who tells the kids read the Bible. They're a bunch of hypocrites.
See, their logic breaks down.
They're hypocrites. But I tell you what, if there's a Wiccan in a local park.
A Wiccan? Okay.
That's some British game you play with a mallet and balls and you knock them. If there's a Wiccan in a park and a couple kids are there and they're reading Harry Potter,
right?
She'll be very excited, and that will give her an open door to talk about her belief in, you know,
Wiccanism.
Mother Nature.
Yeah.
And Gaia.
Yeah. In fact, speaking of Mother Nature, have you seen the video of Barack Hussein Obama's wife? Who she thanked on Easter morning?
Wait a minute. She just said that she went to Kenya, her husband's home country, on Easter morning, Resurrection Sunday. At Denver Bible Church. We had one of the largest crowds we've ever had.
And
we thanked the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. And it was a beautiful day, you remember?
Fabulous.
It was sunny and warm. It was a beautiful spring day, and we thanked the Lord.
Yeah. So Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama had the kids cheering at what a beautiful day it was, and she said, "Let's thank Mother Nature." And they all cheered. I kid you not, I heard the audio.
That's like saying, "Let's thank dirt." Let's thank dirt.
Yeah.
These people are dirt worshipers. When you reject the creator, you worship the creation. That's why they kill little babies in the womb. Michelle Obama will take a little girl who's in the womb, sucking her thumb, playing with her toes, sleeping, dreaming. And say, Planned Parenthood has every right to rip that little girl's arms off her body and kill her, which they do. Mm. But if there's a bug in the rose garden, she'll say, oh, that bug is made in God's image.
That's right.
Don't kill that bug. Mm. Michelle Obama, you child-killing hypocrite.
Yeah. But, you know, they might want to put a muzzle on Michelle because things just keep slipping out of her mouth that reveal where their hearts are.
and where the birth certificates are.
No, that hasn't been revealed. In fact, wow. An American, an active duty Army Lieutenant Colonel named Terrence Lakin. He's refused Obama's order. Obama ordered him to the Middle East.
And Afghanistan.
Yeah. And he says, I'm not going.
Isn't he a Colorado native?
He's
from Greeley.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I tell you, there's a lot of patriotic folks up in Greeley.
A lot, you know, a lot of good things come out
there's
of Greeley.
There's got to be something in the soil up
so,
there.
So, Doug, this guy, now he's active duty because this has happened before, but I don't know about somebody of his rank.
A lieutenant colonel, which is, I mean, that's up there. That's like a company commander.
You were in the military,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, lieutenant colonel. You snapped to attention when they walked into a room.
What's a lowly private?
A private, yeah. But even in the officers' ranks, you've got your second lieutenants and your first lieutenants, and even
when you
privates.
Get a lieutenant colonel.
Now that yeah, that's a
what
whole.
Was Walt Brown? Walt Brown, what was he? We'll have to get.
I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, grab one of those books for
anyway,
me.
Anyway, so. Lieutenant
but
Colonel.
But what
did
Lincoln, this guy do?
He says he won't go to Iraq until it's proven to him that Obama is constitutionally eligible to serve, because he's saying if he's not, then his orders are illegal, I'm not going to take illegal
if
orders.
If he's not qualified to be the commander-in-chief,
yeah.
Barack Obama, then his orders are obviously illegitimate.
Yeah. And this is a lieutenant colonel. He's forcing the point here because they're going to have to confront him over this.
By the way, Walt Brown is a full colonel in the Air Force.
So that's even higher than a lieutenant colonel.
Wow.
That's the next step.
West Point graduate, former Army Ranger and paratrooper.
And
not too many people went from the Army to the Air Force.
No.
That's intense, isn't it? Just that.
Walt
That's
Brown.
Hard to do.
That's incredible. He's an incredible guy. And the book in the beginning
they lobbied for him. The Air Force lobbied for
him. Right. They wanted him.
Yeah.
Because that's not a lateral move.
No.
No. That's a tough one.
Yeah. So anyway, Doug.
Anyway, we should try to interview this fellow or his spokesman if they're from.
Do you think he would? Because he could be facing a court martial.
That's right. That's what they're
and
threatening.
You know what, Doug? Personally, I don't care where anybody's born.
No.
I just don't care. It's not a matter of right and wrong.
It's not a moral issue.
It's not an eternal moral issue, but it shows that Barack Obama is a liar,
yeah.
And he claims to uphold the Constitution, which is just a lie. And so to me, this is opportunistic.
Well, we'll see if we can get a hold of this fellow's spokesperson.
And it's fun.
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's hilarious.
It's fun. He might have been on the moon, his home country, African proverb, KGUB.com.